This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States military has struck three facilities in Iraq, targeting an Iranian-backed militia in retaliation for missile and drone attacks on American troops in Iraq and Syria over the past several days. Tuesday's strikes came hours after the U.S. said militants fired two one-way attack drones at the Al-Asad airbase, injuring U.S. service members and damaging infrastructure. And they follow multiple ballistic missiles on Saturday at the western Iraq facility used by U.S. troops. The Israeli army says 21 soldiers have been killed in the Gaza Strip in the deadliest attack on its troops since the war began 3 months ago, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli reservists were preparing explosives to demolish two buildings in central Gaza when a militant fired a rocket-propelled grenade at a tank nearby. The blast triggered the explosives, causing two-story buildings to collapse on the soldiers inside. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead until Israel crushes the ruling Hamas militant group and wins the freedom of over 100 hostages held captive in Gaza. The Israeli military says its forces have encircled the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Israeli army on Tuesday released video it says showed ground operations in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. The army said, quote, in recent days, troops completed operation on the outskirts of Khan Yunis together with combat engineers who worked to locate and dismantle both attack tunnels and underground infrastructure, dismantling dozens of Hamas infrastructure in the northern outskirts of the city. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Turkey's parliament on Tuesday ratified Sweden's NATO membership after more than a year of delays. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg also welcomed the move and urged Hungary to do the same. Turkey's green light leaves Budapest as the last holdout in an accession process that Sweden and Finland began in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. Ankara forced the northern neighbors to split up their applications after finding fault with Sweden and approving Finland after a few rounds of talks last April. China's ambassador to the UN in Geneva rejected criticism from Western democratic societies at a UN Human Rights Council meeting on Tuesday, defending its treatment of Uyghurs, Tibetans, and dissidents in Hong Kong. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Western democracies attending the conference view China's glowing report about its accomplishments on behalf of its people with skepticism. The U.S. ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Michelle Taylor, called for the release of all people arbitrarily detained, an end to torture and persecution throughout China. While delegates were verbally sparring with China inside the council chamber, several human rights groups were demonstrating against China's repressive policies outside the UN building. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Costa Rica is facing a surge in violence in their once tranquil, tourist-friendly country. Its homicide rate has soared 40% in the last year alone, a surge of violence so striking its government is borrowing a page from nearby El Salvador. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Costa Rica's newfound openness to such measures underlines the regional popularity of Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele's draconian tactics to take on the expansion of drug cartel activity. His suspension of constitutional rights, which among other things allows police to indefinitely detain suspected gang members without the right to a lawyer, has elicited strong condemnation by human rights campaigners. Adopting similar tactics would be a radical shift for Costa Rica, where many in Congress cleave to a more caring approach to crime prevention. But even among those ranks, whispers of support for tougher policies are growing.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Former U.S. President Donald Trump aims to steamroll his way toward the Republican Party presidential nomination Tuesday in the state of New Hampshire primary by making short work of his only surviving opponent, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Trump has so far defied the fallout from two impeachments, four criminal trials, and fraud and sexual assault lawsuits. I'm Joe Ramsey.